All right, so let's dive into this Lambert v. California case.
Yeah.
It really kind of throws a wrench into the whole you can't claim you didn't know the law thing. We're going back to the 1950s Los Angeles, a city, as you can imagine, dealing with a lot of crime. So picture this. They pass a law, an ordinance, saying that convicted felons, once they arrive in the city, have to register with the police within 5 days.
Yeah, it seems pretty reasonable, on surface at least. It's kind of like being proactive, you
Yeah,
know?
right. Keep tabs on people who, have that criminal record.
Yeah.
But that's where it gets really interesting,
Right.
because our sort of main character in all this is Virginia Lambert, who had been living in LA for more than 7 years. She had a prior forgery conviction, which back then was a felony, but she was totally unaware of this registration requirement.
And that really brings us to this clash between, the presumption that we all know the law and the right to due process.
Right. Imagine just living your life and boom, you're being penalized for something you had no idea was even a crime.
Well, it does seem a bit unfair, doesn't it? And that's exactly what Lambert's lawyer argued, that convicting her without any proof that she even knew about the law violated her right to a fair trial.
So what did the Supreme Court think about all of this? Did they side with the city's need to monitor felons, or did they prioritize Lambert's right to due process?
In a pretty landmark decision, 5-4, the Supreme Court actually sided with Lambert overturning her conviction.
Oh.
And the reasoning behind this is what makes this case so important.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Why did they rule in her favor?
Well, Justice Douglas, writing for the majority, he made a really important distinction between active and passive conduct. You see, most laws that we have prohibit specific actions, things like theft or assault,
Right.
But this LA ordinance was different. It was about punishing inaction, failing to register.
So it's not about what you do, but what you don't do.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
Justice Douglas argued that this distinction is vital for due process. He said, and this is a famous quote, "Ingrained in our concept of due process is the requirement of notice." Basically, you can't be punished for not doing something if you were never told you had to do it.
Right. That makes sense. Like getting a parking ticket on a street where there's no sign saying you can't park there.
Precisely. The court recognized that it's just fundamentally fair to give individuals a chance to follow the law, right? They can't be held responsible for something they had absolutely no way of knowing.
So in Lambert's case, just publishing the ordinance in some, what, legal journal or something,
Right.
that wasn't enough to satisfy that notice requirement.
Not at all. They basically established that for laws like this, where it's about passive conduct and not doing something rather than actively committing a crime, there needs to be either actual knowledge of the law or proof that the person should reasonably known about it. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, but it does card out an important exception.
But I'm guessing not everyone on the court agreed with this.
Oh, absolutely not. Justice Frankfurter, who led the dissenting justices, argued strongly that this could create chaos in the legal system. He didn't see a difference between punishing actions and omissions and worried about what it would mean for law enforcement.
So they were concerned that this would basically let people use ignorance as a defense for anything.
That was a major concern. Justice Frankfurter even called the ruling, what was it? Oh, yeah, a derelict on the waters of the law, warning that it could potentially invalidate countless other laws.
Wow. So real clash of opinions there. Order versus fairness. How did the majority respond to this fear of legal chaos? Did they just dismiss it?
Not at all. The majority were careful to stress that the decision was very specific to these circumstances,
Okay.
passive conduct, and a total lack of notice. They weren't trying to overturn the entire legal system,
Right.
but it did highlight a very important question. Where's the limit of this presumption of knowledge? And how do we ensure laws, especially those with criminal consequences, are communicated in a way that's fair and clear? They weren't. It more kind of highlighted this potential issue where assuming everyone knows the law could lead to unfair outcomes. And so to address this, they created a specific test to look at similar cases. We call it the Lambert test.
Right, the Lambert test. I've always kind of thought of it as legal jargon, though. Can you explain it a bit more?
Sure, it's actually pretty simple. It basically has three parts, and it's used to figure out if a kind of like that LA one that makes not doing something a crime could be violating someone's right to due process.
Three parts, okay. What are they?
The first one is the most basic. Does the law punish passive conduct? We've kind of talked about this, but it's really about figuring out if someone's actively doing something wrong or just not doing something that the law requires.
Like in Lambert's case, it wasn't about committing a crime, but more like not doing that registration thing. Okay, got it. What about the second part?
The second part looks at that notice issue. Were there any clues that should have made the person think, hey, maybe I should check if there are rules about this? Were there any red flags?
Like if someone, like a parole officer or something, had told Lambert, hey, there's this new registration you got to do, that would change things.
Exactly. That would be a clear example of notice. But in her case, there wasn't anything like that. She'd been in LA for years without any problems.
Okay, so two down, one to go. What's the third part of this Lambert test?
The third part looks at whether someone could actually follow the law after they found out about it. It's about being fair, really. Even if they didn't know at first, did they have a reasonable chance to fix things once they knew?
Even if you didn't know about the rule initially, but then someone told you and you just ignored it, that's different.
Exactly. The Lambert test is all about finding that balance between enforcing the law and making sure people aren't punished unfairly for something they genuinely couldn't have known. It says that sometimes not knowing can be a defense, but only in very specific situations.
The Lambert test sounds pretty important, especially with laws changing all the time, right? But you said earlier that it hasn't been used all that much. Why is that?
Yeah, that's true. The Lambert test hasn't exactly changed the legal world. There are a few reasons for that. First, courts generally stick to the idea that you can't just say, I didn't know the law. It's kind of a fundamental part of our legal system.
So even though we just talked about this whole case where not knowing was a valid excuse, it's more like an exception, not the rule.
Exactly. Courts don't like to stray too far from that basic principle. And second, it's actually really hard to prove that you genuinely had no way of knowing about a law. Courts tend to be pretty strict about what counts as reasonable notice.
So just saying, oh, I didn't know, isn't enough. You have to show that there was really no way you could found out.
Exactly. And that's not easy to do.
So using the Lambert test as a defense is a tough fight then.
Yeah, it often is. But that doesn't mean it's not important. Lambert v. California reminds us that laws need to be clear, easy to understand, and enforced fairly. When you have to know something specific to follow the law, those who make the laws have a duty to make sure people know what they're supposed to do. It's like a warning sign for lawmakers to be careful about how they write and communicate laws.
So it's a reminder for both sides, right?
Yeah.
Lawmakers got to be responsible and citizens got to stay informed. But going beyond that, what's the lasting impact of Lambert on things like individual rights and our idea of justice? It feels like there's more to this story, right?
You're totally right. Lambert raises some big questions about the limits of the law, how tough it can be to navigate the legal system, and the balance between individual rights and what society needs. And those are exactly the things we're going to explore in the last part of our deep dive.
All right, so we're back, wrapping up our look at Lambert v. California. We've gone through the details, the legal arguments, the whole Lambert test thing. But I feel like we haven't really gotten to the heart of what this case means. You know, what's the big takeaway here? What does Lambert tell us about, like, the relationship between regular people and the law?
Well, I think Lambert really shows us this kind of fundamental conflict in our legal system. On one hand, we've got this idea that everyone's supposed to know the law, right? That's important for keeping things orderly and making sure people are responsible for their actions. But then there's also the concept of due process, this idea that everyone deserves basic fairness. And sometimes those two things clash.
Yeah, and Lambert seems like one of those times where they clash, right?
Yeah.
If someone truly didn't and couldn't have known about a law, how can we punish them and still call it a fair trial?
That's the real question here. Lambert kind of suggests that there are limits to that whole everyone knows the law thing, especially when it comes to passive conduct where you're not doing something and there's no clear notice. Sticking to that idea too rigidly can lead to someone being punished unfairly.
It makes you think about just how many laws there are out there. I mean, realistically, no one can keep track of all of them, can they?
Exactly. And that's where it gets complicated. The legal system's so complex that it's a real challenge for people to navigate. It makes you wonder, how much are we actually obligated to know? Where's the line between what's reasonable to expect people to know and those situations where it's just impossible to be aware of every single rule?
Kind of a scary thought, actually, that we could be breaking some obscure law right now without even realizing it.
It is a bit unsettling, isn't it? And that's why Lambert v. California is still so important today. It's a cautionary tale, not just for those who make the laws, but for all of us. It tells us to be more aware and engaged when it comes to the law.
So it's not enough to just assume that we know what's expected of us. We have to actually stay informed, ask questions, and be ready to speak up if we think we're being treated unfairly.
Exactly. And that responsibility goes beyond looking out for ourselves. We need to hold our lawmakers accountable too. Make sure they're creating laws that are clear, easy to access, and communicated effectively. We can't just blindly accept this idea that ignorance is no excuse without considering the specifics of the situation and whether someone's actually being treated unjustly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Lambert v. California, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say the most important thing to take away from this is to be vigilant. Don't just assume you know the law or that the legal system's always going to be fair. Stay informed, question things, and don't be afraid to challenge laws that seem unfair or impossible to follow.
It's a great reminder that even though we live in a society with laws, there's always room for critical thinking, speaking up for yourself, and striving for real justice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.